Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today is our 500th show, so we're having a little special year. And Neil, wow, can't believe we've been on the air for 5 years. Actually, it will be 5 years in August. We started our show in August, or started our show in August of 2012. So we quite haven't reached the 5 year mark, but we're approaching it and managing to do 500 episodes, which is quite a lot of...
It is quite a lot, yeah, 500 when you think about it, because we're not doing it every day. But
no, we do it twice a week. And there have been some, adjustments where we haven't had... Maybe we've gone a week without shows, or we've been doubled up certain... We don't take a lot of time off, for sure.
No, that's true. But 500, yes, 500, yes. Just on this show alone, not to mention the other ones we do, but 500 hours of radio shows, 500 hours.
If you have insomnia, we have a good way to cure that.
I think if you went up so back at, I think you'd be 3 weeks without stopping. No one's going to do that, of course.
Not.
If you don't suggest it. But the idea
not
of having...
Not unless you want to be institutionalized.
Yeah. And the thing about the 500 hours, too, is that this is a service to our listeners. It costs money to be on
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, we're not paid.
It's not free. And we do not charge on our radio shows. And we offer information as well as give free readings and try to get to everybody who calls on any particular show. So hopefully we're getting the best of both worlds with both information that we try to establish and share, as well as giving personal readings. And I do believe, in regard to this, we want to go on a little bit more about the idea of the 500th show and talk a little bit about our relationship and some of the mysteries about the astral realm. But I think we have a caller who's been waiting.
We do have a caller. Would you like to take the caller right now, or would you like to go on?
Real quick, take the caller first.
Okay, and then we can talk.
And then we'll talk.
So we're going to take one caller, and then we're going to discuss. All right, 519, hi.
Hi there. Congratulations, guys. That's awesome.
Thank you. Who's this?
It's Judy.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Judy. Thank you.
Judy, could you remind us of your birthday, please?
March 14th, 57.
March 14th, 57. All right. And you recently had a birthday. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes.
Well, like 2 months ago. So what's going on?
Well, I've had lots of success in my life, but I keep sort of sabotaging it or stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's it in a nutshell. Like, why am
okay.
I doing that to myself? Why am I judging myself against others?
Do you want to get a little bit more specific about the nature of what exactly? She's 2911 too, right?
She's a 30 equals. She's
did I
March
add that up
14?
Right? Yeah, 57. I may have done an addition error. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 18. Yeah, she's silly me. 30 equals 3.
Yeah.
All right. So specifically, what's going on with your self-sabotage? Or is there a feeling of competitiveness? I mean, is this in your work arena?
Yeah. Yeah, and mm-hmm. I've had lots of success, and because I've done many things, I'm quite an entrepreneur, and I get success, and then it seems to stop. And then I thought, well, maybe it's just me moving on to something else. But I do tend to judge myself against other people in the same line of work with me, and that will stop me because it's like I'm not good enough.
And you're in the healing arts?
Yes.
I'm having a little hard time.
We're having a little bit of a hard time hearing her. She's feeling that she's got a competitive. There's issues with competition with other people in the same industry. So are these people you know specifically, like in your immediate area, or are they people that you don't know and you're just seeing their success? I mean, it's a very – talk about saturated. Healing arts, I mean, God, 40 years ago, not an industry that had tons of people. Now everybody's a psychic. Everybody's a healer. Reiki has made it really popular because everybody's, you know, been attuned to Reiki, and, you know, it's a very common thing. So, I mean, it's just lots of people are doing it, and it's saturated. So as I was asking you, Judy, are these people in your direct area, or you're talking about people all over that you're feeling competitive
both.
With?
Both. And I mean, you know, it feels like I'm not good enough that they are better. Or they have an edge on something I don't have. And
well,
yet my client loves me.
How is this being expressed, Judy? I mean, can you give us a little bit more concrete?
Yeah, it'll stop me from going ahead and doing things.
That's still vague. How are they stopping you?
It will. Those feelings of not good enough doesn't allow me then. I won't allow myself to keep putting myself out. So I'll step back and do the work.
I mean, are they talking against you? Are they telling clients not to come to see you? What are they doing?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's all about me.
It's psychological. Psychological. So you're feeling intimidated by these other people, and they're making it hard for you to establish yourself in the realm of healing, psychic work, counsel, whatever it is that you're providing, because you're feeling intimidated and less than.
Okay, so here's what you do in a situation like that, Judy. You don't link yourself to the negative physical forces that are driving you into a competitive mode and compelling you to be rejected. What you do is you go to your higher self. You go to the less dense energy of your higher consciousness, and you connect to the guides and spirits that you're working with, and you stay attuned to that energy. Ignore these people. Don't pay them any heed. Don't care about them. Emotionally detach yourself from them. I think that the more you get pulled back into the world and you hear about the elements of what your competitors, quote, are saying about you or trying to intimidate you, the more you're going to get swept up into probably an earthly karma. So you need to get above that and rise higher to an astral level of connection.
And I think in terms of numerology, what's challenging, Judy, is that her master number is sitting in her month. So that's pulling her back in her overall, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Into a karmic zone in terms of her master number, which, you know, that needs to be actualized in a transcendent way.
Well, the thing
and
about,
she has a great, I mean, she's a seven on the other side, 5-7,
yeah,
which is perfect. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Perfect for what?
Well, I was going to say perfect for the work that she wants to do. I mean, it's communication in the seventh chakra. So, but you know, if she keeps getting pulled back into that karmic three, then that can override the overall power of her master number.
Right. The dramatic element of your karmic side, Judy, is that you have a 31-4
and the 7
3
broken.
And 1 equals 4. So your first two numbers actually add up to your third number. And your third number, that third number, there's 3 again, your master number, happens to be a 4, which is balance.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens on the karmic side of this is that the elements of Earth will come in to try to offset your balance. That's what's happening.
And on the 1957 side, that's also a 4. So
yeah, that's a 4 too. 57
is
a 12-3.
With a 19,
which
it's
is
a
about,
4.
You see, here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to use your expression of voice and the expression of your body, your physicality, to create a union between you and your clients that reaches spirituality. Now, that has nothing to do with your competitors. That has to do with the sacred bond you have with your clients, customers, whatever, whoever it is you're trying to help. You're not trying to help your competitors. And if they have this dark edge to them where somehow they find you threatening or they want to reduce you to something that you really aren't, that means that on a karmic level, tribally speaking, you are an outsider. You disturb something in their karmic circle, and so they have come back and rejoined themselves to that sense of conflict. What you shouldn't do is get back into it. That's a karmic journey that you don't want to really experience, Judy. So keep your mind to the higher form, the higher energy levels, and make sure that your relationship is more sacred with your guides and spirits and your customers than with your competitors.
So, you know, I just have a question for Judy as far as the amount of work that she's getting. Are you having a problem manifesting clients too? Or do you have clients? So you're short.
I have clients that give me rave reviews, and I'm short clients. And it's like I feel like I'm stopping that flow.
Do you have any other way? Do you have any other way to make money besides this type of work?
I've tried to, but I keep being pulled back because I'm so good at it.
Right. What other kind of work do you do, just for our records here?
That's it. Although I am starting a television series with our television channel here about kindness and the goodness of the human heart. So I've been working on that, although that doesn't pay unless I find some sponsors.
But oh, it's like public access or something?
Pardon me?
Is it like public access television that you're doing, or...?
Yeah, it's on a regular channel on your cable, right?
So, oh, but they don't pay you, but they pay for the production, so that's taken care of?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
And that can branch out.
That's fine.
That's going to give you exposure.
And that's community work. And like you said, the show is about striving for heart and balance, so that's what we're talking about. And in addition to that, the reason you're not finding new clients is because your brain is going more towards what they're saying and what they're thinking. And who cares? Who cares? Ignore it. Don't be affected by it.
I do mostly, but 99% of my clients have come from social media. So when you're on social media, I try to ignore, unfriend, not follow the types of people that will show me that they seem to be better than me, that they have their shit together, right? So it's sort of like a daily challenge because with over 5,000 friends and 3,000 followers, it's like, oh my gosh, they keep showing up. So I do try to do that for myself as much as I can, you know, but sometimes it just wears on me. And as you say, with those numbers I have, you know.
I mean, the thing about it is, Judy, that, you know, you can try to shield yourself from other people or other energies. I mean, that's okay. But, you know, on the same token, we're in the world and we have to face things that don't make us totally comfortable. So I would say that in the line of work that you're in, because you're on, you're saying that a lot of your clients come from social media, and so you have lots of friends and followers, that blocking those people out really is temporary fix. It's not going to solve the problem. You need to get stronger within yourself and become balanced so that you can, you know, go forward in your work without letting the influence of others impact your balance within. So,
yeah, you're right. Yes, you're absolutely right.
But, you know.
And that's a struggle sometimes, you know.
Yeah, it is. Well, we, you know, we all have to struggle with our own, whatever, you know, our weaknesses are internally. Yeah. Each one of us has a different set of them, for sure, as we have discovered through the many people we talk to. But hopefully that helps you, Judy. And, you know, keep in touch with us.
Sure. Let you know how things are going.
Okay. Anything else you want to say, Neil, before we?
No. You know, just follow the higher path. You said the word try. You told them not to. Don't even try. Just cut them off. You know, don't pay any attention to it. Just pay attention to the work you're doing on a higher level and close your ears to your critics or people who are trying to undermine you. You know, we're going to get into this topic shortly about the density of the physical world and the transparency of the astral realm, which is a whole different concept of thought than, you know, and if you try to marry the two together, you can become quite confused.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck, Judy. And as we said, keep us posted because we always like to hear the progress of our callers.
Yes, and again, congratulations, you guys. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, we're, you know, it's our 500 show.
500.
So, 500. 500.
Well, it's a 500th, too. You can say it that way.
500 shows. 500th show. I was putting the two in the wrong place.
You can, well, no, it, and I think that still makes sense.
They have a decimal system there. And so, you know, what we're really talking about, too, is the mystery of what we're doing 500 shows, okay, but what brings us to this place in life? It's certainly not a concrete element. We tend to confuse what is concrete to what is more astral. You know, in our world, the astral world it's tenuous in our conception. It's not really what we think it is. We try to manifest it into
right,
a
physicality,
form,
right? But it's
but
difficult.
What
to
it
do.
Really isn't. It's filled with energies and less tangible things than we're accustomed to. There isn't even a sacred language vocally in the astral realm. It's a language of vibration, and it's a language filled with entities and thought forms that are not really of the body.
Right. In fact, if you think that angels are singing in heaven, it's just not happening.
Well,
and not in the
not
human
in
terms. Not
the,
in human terms.
The energy, it would be more of a thought form that
and
takes
a vibrational,
on a vibrational
energy.
Energy.
Of course.
So, you know, when we talk about the soul of the world, we're kind of that's the kind of the humanitarian aspect of how we conceive the planet. On both a positive and negative field, but it's still in the realm of physicality. We're dealing with a language that is beyond physicality and entities that are beyond the regular thought forms. I mean, the astral realm isn't just a bunch of ghosts moving back and forth like in a gothic setting, and we happen to pull one by the shoulder and talk to him or her. This is an energy field. And it has a different kind of communication and a different kind of substance that our physical minds can't even grasp. Our physical minds can receive it and in some rough form translate it, but the original source of the astral realm is a total mystery to the physical planet and its inhabitants. It's not equatable to the same thing. Now, what's interesting about our union is that it was built upon a vibrational field of energy that was invisible. It's not a visible thing. Most of the time in energy fields, you get a certain visibility. You meet somebody, there's a solid connection, and you can go forth on that connection. And there can even be a past life attitude about it. There can be a current physical attitude about it. And no matter how much you want to think that it's other than that, sure, you can imbue it with all kinds of thoughts and feelings and romanticism and spirituality. And the thing about the past life thing is that it incorporates itself sometimes into a relationship. So the relationship may seem very
familiar or
mysterious, supernatural, but when there is a true union of something much higher, and it takes certain steps to get there on a consciousness level, then you recognize that suddenly you've transcended the physicality with all of its mysteries intact about what it is to be joined in a relationship and to formulate that higher energy of thought and content and conduct. When you get into that place, now we're talking about the finer mysteries and connecting to entities that recognize individuals as spiritual beings that are somewhat devoid of the total physicality of consciousness. So when you get into that realm, we get into higher elements of communication, which hopefully the human occupants can bring back to the earth and display that information accordingly. So for instance, our goal on this radio show is to formulate this thought form, to provide information to people, and as well as to also give them some access to help.
A support system.
A support system, help, some sharing our time to help others find their goal and their quest, which is not always indicative of a higher meaning, although recognizably it is still of some importance on the physical realm. So, I think when we talk about these attitudes of the astral realm, we tend to get confused over what really is substanceless energies, which in themselves have substance, but it's not the kind of substance we're familiar with. It's not even something we can conceptualize unless we enter into that astral realm and that third eye visionary channeling, whereby we can actually feel the vibration of something that's much higher than anything our physical bodies can translate.
Okay, let me pause you there, Neil, and bring on a caller.
Okay.
May I? All right, 303. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Randy. You're taking
Hi,
readings?
R-A-N-D-I or Y?
I.
Okay. Hi, Randy.
Hi. So I have a question regarding my career. Like, do you see me getting a job soon?
Randy, first of all, let's get a couple pieces of information. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Colorado. And your birth date?
2-15-71.
71 interest. Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8, 18, and 8. She's a 26-8. I wrote down 5 and 8. 5 is your fire number. 8 is your master number. You're a 26-8, and also the sum of your month and day. 215 is an 8. So that's why that came in. And the 71 is an 8. So she's got a lot of broken 8 energies in her birth date. Actually, everything's lower than her master number. Okay, so 71. So in 19, just really quickly, Randy, what happened in 1997? Can you go back to 1997 when you were 26?
How old was I? 97.
26.
26.
26.
My mother got sick.
Your mother got sick. Is she no longer with us, you, or is she still alive?
No.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Okay, your mother got sick, and right now you're looking for a job, and you are 46 years old, right?
20 years later.
Is that right, 46?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Years old. What do you think on the job?
Well, Randy, was there a divorce either with your parents or with yourself?
No.
Any relationship that you were involved in, maybe like a living situation that split up?
A romantic relationship? No, I've always been with my...
Oh, so you're married?
I'm married for over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
So over 20 years, so you got married right around the time of 19... You got married. It's been 20 years since you've been 26.
Yeah, that's when you, that was, that's your
No, it's been longer. I got married when I was 22.
22.
So, yeah, no.
When you were 22. So it's 22. So you've been married 24 years.
Yeah, over 20. That's what I said.
Yeah, over 20. Yeah, you did say that. We're just trying to get the exact calculation.
Okay,
yeah,
so, we're talking about your career, right?
Yes.
And the reason we're moving the energy a little bit away from there because I want to figure out where some of this root problem is. When your mother died, how old were you?
27.
So she got sick and then, I mean, it was fast, somewhat fast.
So your mother died right climbing out of your karma of 26 mm-hmm. years, your mother dies. And then that leads your father alone for a while?
Uh-huh.
Did he remarry?
Yes.
So that's where the energy, Randy, that we feel is that the divorce is it came in by a different angle. Your mother dies and your father remarries. Typically, in a divorce, somebody leaves and somebody gets remarried. So that, quote, divorce got morphed into a different attitude. It's not
got
You see, it's not remarriage by divorce. It's remarriage by death. But it still takes on the same energy of moving back into that field. Did you get along with his wife?
We don't have... We don't really have, I mean, no, it's not that I don't get along with her. She's just very different than
your mother.
There's not a lot of,
she doesn't have a lot of contact. Like, she's not really much involved in our family. She's just kind of, she makes my father feel good and I'm happy and she's with him and he makes, you know, I don't have anything against her.
Yeah, that's very
nice. She's fine.
That's very nice that you feel that way, but there's a disconnection. So when your mother leaves the planet and your father remarries, there's a sort of disconnection with a mother figure. And do you have two children yourself?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Two children.
So that's why we're moving forward and asking these questions, because then it brings to our attention other psychic vibrations we can get validation for, and you have two children. So the attitude, first of all, in this career aspect.
Which I don't know what she does.
Let me ask you something, but don't jump to anything yet. Just answer one question. Do you have any self-creativity in your job aspect? And I know that's a broad topic, but when we talk about creativity, well, first we can ask you, are you a creative person at home? Can you do flower arrangements? Are you artistically inclined in any way?
I don't know. A lot of psychics say you're a creative person. I'm not really sure.
Well,
I'm very interested in spirituality. And so I don't know. Creativity, I like to create. I don't know. I don't really know. I'm not really, no. I would say no.
You don't cook or anything like that?
I like to cook. Yeah, I like to cook. I like to draw. I'm not a specific. I'm not talented in any
particular
thing.
That's the creative energy. I thought she liked to cook. The creative energy is, so you like to draw. That's creative cooking.
Yeah.
Can be a creative process if you're, beyond just throwing food on the table.
Let me ask you a question on the drawing aspect. I don't care how crude it is, but what do you do in terms of drawing?
I don't know. I just doodle. I don't know. Actually, another psychic says, I think you should paint. So I went out and I got paint, some paint. And a lot of psychics tell me I have creative energy. I'm not really sure what that means, to be honest with you.
Well, it doesn't have to mean anything. It just means that you doodle. And to me, doodling is the transformation of a line that turns into a drawing. And doodling can have a... It's more than doodling, because have you ever doodled a cartoon? Have you doodled any human figures ever?
Recently, I just doodled some. Someone said I had goddesses connected to me, so I copied some goddesses like Athena, and I hung it on my.
That's all I'm picking. Now we're cold psychics here, you know. There's a cold reading, so what they like to call it.
Yeah.
But that's what we're picking up on. It's not that you're Leonardo da Vinci but the fact that you doodled entities that you just had fun doing, that's what we're getting. That's our energy that we're getting. We don't have to elaborate from that at all. And then we move into the area of your career. From there. We're going to morph it over to your career from that, which means that there's something on a higher level you're trying to seek, but also something that would command a salary.
Correct. The salary is important.
So do you want to ask her?
Pretty soon. Have you ever worked in any way, part-time, when you were younger, in any form of business that had to do with money management?
Yeah, but often.
No.
How about your husband?
Not really, no. No.
So there's you never analyzed anybody's business? You never dealt with, did you ever work for a business that had to do with money management or anything like that?
No.
She has an eight in her. What did your father do?
He owned a handbag factory and he made handbags.
He made handbags, but okay.
Well, that's a little bit artistic. I'm not sure yet about this money management thing because there's
my
something.
My husband's he's not for a job, but he's very keeps track of everything.
He's very conscious about money.
Obsessive. He keeps every little. Yeah, he keeps track of all the money.
Like
I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Well, we're trying to help you. We're moving through this, trying to figure it out. What kind of work are you looking for?
I have a background in social work, but I'm trying to. I applied for a preschool. Job.
Preschool job. And what kind of work have you done before?
Social work, all different areas. I worked in nursing homes. I worked in a school. I recently worked in a drug rehab.
In what capacity? Were you a counselor?
I was, and I worked as a primary, I was a primary therapist. I was a case manager, social work, you know. So I was just, my job as social worker.
So we're extending the definition of creativity, but when working with people on an individual basis as a case manager, there is an involvement in self-creativity. It's not like you're, you know, working in a factory where you're, you know, on an assembly line. There's more flexibility in a position.
Yeah, when I was working as a primary therapist with kids, I would come in with activities and, you know, I'd go to their house and I'd bring activities, and then I was recently working in a group, and I had to run the group, and I had some kind of outline, but part of it was I had to add creativity to it.
So is there a lack of funding? Is there something that you're impacted by the state?
It's hard to say. I was supposed to be grandfathered in to get a CSW, and then I waited when my twins are born, and now it's I'm having a hard time. Now they won't let me get grandfathered in anymore, and I'm having a hard time getting the CSW, and I'm having a hard time finding a job stability to because you need to get supervision to even get a CSW.
Okay,
and nobody's hiring if you don't have a CSW. I'm in a rock and a hard place because.
Yeah. Your route,
I have a master's, but it's not good enough.
And your route to getting a CSW is blocked right now?
It's blocked.
Okay,
and I don't
so
even like social work anymore. I feel like it's too traumatic. I've dealt with a lot of traumatic situations. It's traumatizing me hearing about these situations.
Well,
I want to be in a happy – I applied for a preschool because I want to be be in a happy place.
Well, here's what we got to say, Randy, because we have a lot of callers.
Okay.
I'm going to cut to the chase and give you a name that's going to become an energy field. And that name is Mark. So there's going to be a male figure named Mark who is going to ultimately step in. And when you encounter this person, it's going to be a signal that you're getting closer to a job, and it may be regarding the preschool thing. Have you ever known a Mark in your life?
Nobody I'm very close to, so no,
yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't.
So this Mark is coming up, and it has to do with probably the preschool route that you're seeking, because your transition is you're really trying to get out of something you're not comfortable with. So we got to get on to other callers.
All right. Thank you so much for spending all that time with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Randy.
Be aware of the name Mark.
I'm going to write that down. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Bye. 845 is our next. Hello.
Hello. Congratulations. This is
Lucy. Oh, hi, Lucy. Hi, how
good.
Are you?
Good. I was reading over here that this is your 500th episode. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lucy, give us your birth date again.
October 16, 1962.
Okay. And what's going on, 56?
What's going on?
Yes. What's going on? What's your question today?
My question today is about, I'm thinking about to build a business for a long time. Then what you see, what is the guidance about?
A business for a long time. What kind of business are you wanting to build?
Well, I would like to build it in the counseling or counseling guidance business.
Okay. And have you done that type of work before?
No, I had to study a lot about. I had no working that, but I do read people. They tell people things. So I study counseling with Deborah King and Denise Lynn and all these authors.
Well, you know, without credentials in counseling, you need credentials, and without getting those credentials academically and being licensed, you really can't be a counselor. What you can be is you can be a spiritual advisor. You can regard your journey in life as that you have a desire to want to counsel. So right now the best place to establish yourself would be on a spiritual level, where you're dealing with spiritual guidance, higher energy guidance, and you can call yourself a higher energy guide. You can call yourself a spiritual advisor. These names do not require a license. So all you have to do is think to yourself, one, do I need to go and legitimately go through the steps of being a counselor and go back to school and obtain my degree and my license? On even the most minimal level, or do I want to pursue this energy and not worry about being licensed or having a degree or a certificate, but just go on the merits of my intuitive skills and my insights and hopefully one by one gather enough clients and by word of mouth gather more that I have credibility in advising and counseling people through the area of the psychic channel.
But
that would be my best bet with you. You have certainly nice energies of
25/7,
numbers going
right?
on. She's a 27/9.
What did I do wrong? What is wrong with me today? Did I
No. You're right. She's a 25/7.
Oh. Yeah. So that's even more.
Yeah. She's a 25/7.
You're a 7. Lucy, so that's the spiritual chakra. But I would suggest really, you know, educating yourself, because jumping into counseling people without experience, you're going to need to really start to study, psychology and, you know, how to counsel people in terms of...
It's very complex. It's better a spiritual advisor. Yeah, because
right,
I started healing
still,
with Deborah King.
Well,
yeah.
What would she say? What? Say that again?
I started healing with Deborah King.
Well,
Deborah King.
That's fine. You know, Lucy, you're... To start off by just giving readings to people, you know, setting up, taking advantage of certain psychic fairs or having a place where you can establish a one-on-one reading situation for somebody, whether in your home or in a rented space. That's where you start. And advertising and going to areas where a lot of people would congregate for readings so that they can get to know you and get a feel for you, you know, because you're saying you want to expand on your career. So there's all different ways to do this. You can even open up a chat, you know, chat room, or you can go on Blog Talk and pay a small fee and do a half hour. I think a half hour is even...
No, I think it's less. I don't know about the pricing, but that's...
I don't know. But anyways, you can have there's ways for you to open up the field of spiritual guidance.
Right. You just want to make sure that you have integrity in what you're doing and you're, you know, advising people with that principle in mind.
Yeah. And if to save yourself, you know, trouble, you have to say it's for entertainment purposes. But entertainment with a plus sign, meaning that there's merit to it. You know, that's the thing about psychics when they're not licensed therapists. It has to be for entertainment purposes. But, you know, when we get into the area of entertainment, a lot of our comedians are healers. A lot of our speakers are healers. And it doesn't mean that entertainment has to be reduced to something that is not meritable. So to consider yourself in the form of a high spiritual entertainer entertaining, it kind of gives a connotation that it's somewhat kind of, magic act. But there's that general terminology that's applied.
Well, I think that's why when spiritual advisor, the title of spiritual advisor is used, then it's less of an entertainment thing and there's more credibility.
Yeah.
So,
but that's where you should start, Lucy. So I would be... more involved if I were you in just getting out there and doing more readings.
Wonderful.
Okay,
Lucy,
then
everything is going to be good, yeah?
Well, just, you know, keep... It's
work.
A work in progress.
You got to work. It's not that everything's going to be good. That's a relative term. If you're doing this work because you have a desire and a passion to do it, then you're doing the work of your spirit, and that is good.
Sure.
You know, if you're trying to ask us, is it going to be good? Am I going to get a lot of money? Am I going to get a lot of fun?
No, it's not about money. It's when I go to a spiritual fair. Last time when I was helping Deborah King in New Jersey in the spiritual fair, maybe I extended myself too far away, and then I was traveling from my house to the fair. I live in New York. I was traveling to New Jersey for 3 days. And then it's because somebody didn't show up. And then after the fair, I was very tired. And then I had to do a lot of cleaning myself.
That is a part of doing the work. I mean, being tired or having to drive. If you're putting effort effort into manifesting this kind of path for yourself, you're going to have to make sacrifices. Sometimes you're going to be tired. I mean,
in the sense that, we have to, sometimes we forget that we have to protect or surround ourselves with light.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that's the part that I forgot sometimes.
Well, and
because people...
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is that you're karmically speaking, you have a lot of trials to get through.
Right,
life.
The 10.
So that's just a given. Don't worry. That's you just have
11,
to plow through.
Too.
But if your passion and your heart is to help others and to guide others, right there, that's full of merit. And go forward on that note.
Definitely, Lucy. Well, let us know how things progress, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, 310. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Mindy.
Hi.
Hello,
Mindy.
There.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Mindy, where are you calling from? What's your birth date?
Los Angeles, April 5th, 1956.
April 5th, 1956. Okay. So you're 9, 19, 30 equals 3, like our first caller. Okay, what's your question?
It's about relocating and for my business.
Okay. Should we ask what type of work she does or not? What type of work do you do for the brevity of time? Because
no problem. It's my own business. It's a product line. It's a baby product line.
Baby product line. Do you sell that like in a brick and mortar store or is it like an online business?
It's brick and mortar and we're moving towards online.
Okay. And where do you think, where might your move take you? Out of state?
Out of the country, yes.
Oh, wow. Are you, and the baby products, are you, do you produce the products or you have a company that you're contracted with?
It's my brand and I manufacture it and then I
You manufacture it.
It.
So when, if you move to another country, you might be able to get cheaper. I mean, you manufacture it yourself. Are you expanding?
It's a British brand. I know it sounds a bit odd, but I am an American that's promoting England. I used to live in England and how it's all. Oh, sorry.
Mindy, I was going to ask about England. So just have to trust us. I don't know if you've ever done a reading with that, but and Kristen signaling to me she was thinking the same thing. So we were both thinking about England.
Okay.
So that's a good sign. Two, your karma was at 30 and you're 61, so you've gone through two full cycles of energy. Have you been doing this work for at least 8 years?
The brand more about 4 to 5 years, but to get me up there, I would like to say now. Yes, so sorry. Yes, I will commit to that, yes.
Because wait, we missed the last part. So the brand has been established for 4 to 5 years, but you've been working with
the... The brand's been established for 2 years, but it was like 4 years in development.
4 years of development. So it's short of that.
A little bit short of that. But so what we're seeing, okay, so what's going to happen is that you have a major change coming at 63. You're going to have a major, the master number is 3. You have a major, your next cycle of 3 is going to be at 63 by 21 cycles. And it's what's going to happen is if you're planning to move this over to specifically England, what's going to happen is that the journey between 61 and 63 is going to keep getting stronger and stronger. And at 63 to actually 66, it's really good years for you. So I think
it's been a long journey.
Something. Mm-hmm. Was that what she said?
It's a long journey. It's been a long journey. Well, yeah, I think when you're developing a product that it can be, lot of
there's
time.
There's a certain element in the cosmic code, Mindy. You have two fives in your energy. One is beside a 4 and the other is beside a 6. So we have 4, 5, and then we have 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the code of your birthday. There's a 5 beside a 4 and a 5, which is a common number, beside a 6. So there's a sequence of energies going on. When you get to that element of 6, you're talking about vision. So you have to go through a long journey, which had a dramatic change in 1986.
Yeah, what happened in 86?
My daughter was born.
Daughter born
in 85. Okay. Daughter was born in 85.
Well, that's
9 months.
There's a 9 month window. What month?
April. She's April 8th.
April. Yeah.
Oh, and there's the 8th. But that kind of she was conceived. She was born in 80. What'd
five.
Say,
yeah.
85?
Yeah. So the conception wouldn't work. But in.
Well.
Kind of close.
So,
I mean, it's
a
new.
Bit, there's a little bit shy. Of an off quality there, but we're getting somewhat in the area because in 1986. There would have been another change going on. It could have been a geographical, something with your husband, something mm-hmm. in regard to the energy of that. But we don't have time to go into the details with that.
Sure, sure, no
what
problem.
We're saying is the journey to England is a good energy. The improvement of your business moving from the age of, what is it, between now and 63 and then 63 to 66. But it all gets progressive, you see. Of course, it's going to
yes.
be a little bit difficult, but this is your journey. You know, you're doing it for
yes.
yourself.
And Mindy, you said
four to five years
that you've been working, the product's been in development and getting the business going. And that's actually your month and day, 4 and 5. So,
yeah.
it's, you know, you're speaking
yeah.
in code.
I had, absolutely. I had gotten it to, in England, I had it listed in 2 supermarkets, but I got delisted. And now I'm over in Asia. And I'm starting to get the traction there. And now I'm going to go back and get it relaunched in England. It's going to be like in another year's time.
Yeah, there we go. So that's what's going to happen. That's where the journey is seems to be pulling you. And I wouldn't question it anymore. Just do it. Don't worry about
right.
what may or may not happen. Just go strong into this journey because I think this is what you're supposed to be doing.
That
okay.
That is really, really terrific. And is there any gentleman on the timeline?
Well, again, that's the 63. That's the timeline. And then another
when
change
really
is 66.
Peaks.
So it's going to be a build up till that point. So you're looking
okay.
at kind of a 2-year period. That's
yeah.
the timeline, Mindy. But
okay.
we thank you for
thank
your call.
You.
I don't think we've spoken with you before. And
yeah.
always...
this is my third time.
It happened. Really? What
yeah,
is wrong with me?
I always listen to you guys. I'm usually working from my computer and I'm always listening. But I see that there was like a 500th episode, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. And you can call
right
too.
On.
We're doing a special today. So if you call 562-596-7818 after the show, we can tell you what that is. And we appreciate your support. And I apologize for not remembering you. Usually I remember
Aww.
Everything.
Thank
but
you. Thank you. Thank you for
I will
your
now, for
and,
sure.
and everything. Okay.
Take
care,
everyone.
Bye
okay.
Now.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Gosh. Okay. 561. This is Stacy.
Yes, it is.
Hi,
Stacy. Hi. Congrats to both of you for the 500th episode. That's amazing. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of shows. 12/26/67. So, what's going on?
I wish I had better news. The only thing I got was a one-day thing, which is crazy. I mean, you can't live off of a day's pay. And I said to them, how do they, you know, it's unbelievable. I don't know if they have lack of work or what it is that's all they had to offer me at this moment. This is somebody
Stacey.
Else. I mean, do you see anybody that's going to be of help in finding me something? Because this is ridiculous. This is, you know.
Yikes.
Well, you know, at this point, I would say that the best thing we can do for you. One note, yes, it's going to get better. And we're not trying to patronize you or make you, you know, it's not a fairy tale. It's going to get better. The point is there might be some kind of block going on. You know, blocks are lousy. They're terrible things to have to deal with when you feel like blocks, you usually can perceive them when you get frustrated and you just sense that something isn't coming through. It sometimes commands a block in your energy. Let me ask you something real quick, and we don't have a lot of time. Stacey, mm-hmm. so you got to be real brief with your answers, just 2 or 3 words. Your grandmother, is she deceased?
Yes.
Was there ever anything negative about your grandmother or anything negative in her life that you were aware of?
Well, my grandparents, on my mother's side or father's side?
I don't care right now. Just where the...
Any negativity in either one?
Well, my mother's parents and her, they haven't spoken. They weren't close at all.
Okay, is she single?
Yeah, she's a kid, but she's single.
Single. Okay, so that's telling me a lot right now. And you have a child and you're single. So mm-hmm. it's about connecting. You're having a problem connecting to the world of jobs, but it has to do with something that's entwined in your karma that goes into a family background. So what the best we can do is Chris and I will try to, you know, this works sometimes. We'll try to even after the show, try to work a little bit on energy on your behalf to unravel what we feel this block is. But it has something. The reason you're not working and finding job is because of a block in something within the family structure of your energy, which is rooted to the first chakra, which is your security.
Which I think is something we've discussed with her before. Maybe not exactly in this.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah, we did. My mom takes my brother's side. My brother said some hurtful things. And
right, and you're not talking
discord.
You're not talking to those people right now in your family.
No,
so.
And they're not looking. They're not helping out because my brother doesn't want my mom to help financially.
Yeah, but
they don't have a mortgage. It's that thing.
Which we said was a good thing for her at this point.
You know, the best thing we can do is we gotta have to end the show, but we will work on the energy. You keep pursuing the job outlets. While mm-hmm. we're working on the energy and you're pursuing the job outlets, our intention would be that suddenly you'd call and say, hey, I got a job.
Right. And call when you get a job, like even this one day thing, you should,
yeah.
like I would, instead of not calling and saying, well, I had this, call when you get it because we want to.
Yeah, but with that, the thing I just want to know, was it the recruiter or the client that messed up? Because uh-huh. main office there of the temp agency, they wanted to know, you know, give me back of like rating, how would you recommend them to someone? And I told them exactly what happened. You know, you're told, you're given one thing, you get to the assignment. They said, no, that assignment was filled. We have this assignment, this for the day. They told me another thing just so, because somebody was away, a fill-in. So I'm like, it just upsets me. Was the client that was the place I went to at fault, or was it the recruiter that messed up? And should I have said anything?
Well, I think it might be an intermingling of the two. You always seem to be impacted by somebody misunderstanding, or there's a misunderstanding of energy between you and the people you work for, or the people that recruit. So what we're going to try to do, there is probably a miscommunication between all parties. What we're going to try to do is smooth the communication process over so that you can hopefully connect to somebody that has a higher standard of energy with you on a karmic level, so that we don't have this sabotage stuff going on. So quit worrying about what happened there. It's done with. Let's find a different source of higher communication between you and your potential employer and any recruiter that may be involved in the process.
Right.
I think we got to go there.
And let us know if something comes through on any level. Just give us a quick call and say, want to let you know that I got a day job or a 2-day job or whatever it is, or an interview. Let us know so that, you know, we're aware in our energy work the factors are that we're dealing with. Okay, Stacey, we got to end the show, but good luck.
Oh, thank you, Sophie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, well, thanks everyone for joining us. We are out of time. We're back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.